Welcome everyone to Maseches Demai. Mazel Tov on the conclusion of Maseches Peah. And again, it's exciting to start the new Masechta together. So we find ourselves today in Maseches Demai, Perek Aleph, Mishnayis Aleph through Beis, Chapter 1, Mishnayis 1 through 2. So just a bit of background. So in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, Yochanan Kohen Gadol decreed that produce that comes from an Ama Aretz. Now, Ama Aretz literally means an unlearned person. We'll discuss exactly what the parameters are of an Ama Aretz in subsequent Mishnayis. But Yochanan Kohen Gadol saw that unfortunately amongst the unlearned population there was not a sense of care and concern regarding Trumas and Maisrus. Now, we're going to discuss that there are various different tithes. So he saw that even amongst the unlearned population, they were careful to separate out what we call Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola is the portion that goes to the Kohen. They were a bit more lax in the other tithes. Therefore, again, Yochanan Kohen Gadol decreed that when you go out and you purchase produce from an Ama Aretz, you must re-tithe it, assuming that they did not properly tithe it the first time around. So the Mishnah actually begins with a, and that's demai, we're going to see as a contraction of two words, da mai. What is this? It represents the lack of clarity as to whether or not the produce of an Ama Aretz was actually tithed or not. See, interestingly enough, the Masechta begins with the discussion of things that are not subject to the laws of demai because they are usually considered to be hefker, ownerless. And therefore, again, if one gets them, one finds them, one does not have to assume that they were the produce, ultimately, again, of an Ama Aretz. And remember, again, as we've seen in the previous Masechta, so anything that is hefker, ownerless, is exempt from all tithes. So the Mishnah says, Hakalin Shebedemai, a list of things that are not subject. Kalin literally means a leniency, but what it really means in this context is that the following items are not really subject to the halachos of demai. Hashisin, wild figs, rimin is the lotus plant, Uzuradin, sorb apples, binos shuach, white figs, binos shikma. Now, binos shikma is the fruit of a fig tree that's grafted together with a chestnut tree. So that fruit is called, that's called binos shikma, novlos hatmara, dates that are blown off the tree by a strong wind, and they're blown off before they fully ripen. Vahagufnanin, and ultimately, again, late season grapes. Vahanitzpa, capers. Right, caper berries from a caper bush. All of these items are not, they're usually hefker. So because they're hefker, and again, that's a result that they're low quality items. So because they're low quality items, they're treated as hefker. And because they're hefker, one does not have to be concerned regarding any issues of demai. So again, remember, the Mishnah is operating with the understanding, based on our short introduction, that Yochanan Kohen Gadol, time to the second Beis HaMikdash, saw that the unlearned population were lax regarding separating out different tithes, Trumas and Maisrus, said that if you purchase produce from an Ama Aretz, you have to re-tithe it. We'll see, except for Truma Gedola, you have to take everything else out. But ultimately, again, these items, which are normally hefker, they're lower, they're inferior quality items, they're normally hefker, ownerless. Therefore, ownerless items are never subject to Trumas and Maestros, and therefore, again, by extension, not subject to the laws of demai. Now, interestingly enough, the Bartuner explains, up until now, this was a list of items that were considered to be of inferior quality in the north of Eretz Yisrael, in the Galil. However, Yehuda, in the south of Eretz Yisrael, ultimately, again, there's a different list of foods that are of inferior quality and therefore considered to be hefker, haog, sumac, hachometz shebi Yehuda, vinegar produced in Yehuda, kusbar is coriander. Rabbi Yehuda says, kalashisin peturin. Rabbi Yehuda says, in general, wild figs are always considered to be hefker. They're potter. There's no din of demai. Chutz mishel dufra, except from dufra is the name of a place. So apparently, again, wild. It's a machlokes. Some say dufra is the name of a place. Others say the Bartanura comments. He says dufra is a contraction and means from a tree that produces dupri, two crops. Kol harimin peturin. All lotus plants are exempt from demai. Chutz me rime shikmona, except again for the lotus of shikmona. Again, that's also a place. Kobono shikma pturos. Again, remember, beno shikma are the fruit that come from a chestnut and a fig tree. So that's kobono shikma pturos. Chutz min hamus tafos, except for those that are split open. So if they're split open, fully ripened, that means, again, they were fit for consumption and therefore not hefker. Good. So again, interestingly enough, it's fascinating to see that the Masechta begins with a discussion of what's not subject to demai. Good. Mazel tov, that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis, hademai ein lochomesh. So remember again, a little bit of a background over here as well. We're going to go through, we know that there's a 7-year agricultural cycle, with the 7th year being Shemitah. And of course, in Shemitah, none of the tithes apply. Now we understand that because during Shemitah, everything is hefker. Now, interestingly enough, in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, there's an obligation of Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is a unique tithe in that the owner of the produce is obligated to go ahead and take it, but it's his. In other words, if I separate out Maaser Sheni, I'm in Yisrael, I separate out Maaser Sheni, it's mine to eat, but I have to eat it in Yerushalayim. What happens if you have too much Baruch Hashem, too much Maaser Sheni, too much produce to transport? You could redeem Maaser Sheni onto money, take the money to Yerushalayim, and spend the money on food in Yerushalayim. Now, there's one caveat with that, which is that halacha l'maisa, if you go out and you redeem your Maaser Sheni onto money, you have to add an additional fifth. It's not a penalty. It's a Maaser Sheni surcharge. You have to add an additional fifth. So therefore, the Mishnah says, hademai ein lochomesh. Now remember again, so if you go ahead and you were to purchase produce, from an Am Haaretz, you would have to separate out Maaser Sheni from that. If you go ahead and you convert or you redeem that Maaser Sheni onto money, take the money to Yerushalayim, you don't have to add on the extra fifth. So we're going to see what's happening over here is that halacha l'maisa, even though you have to re-tithe demai, we're going to begin to see that there are leniencies when you have to tithe it. So for example, Maaser Sheni of demai does not require the additional fifth. Ve'ein lo bir. Furthermore, again, it's not subject to the halachos of bir. Now the halachos of bir say as follows, that this is before Pesach on the 4th and 7th years of the Shemitah cycle. You have to go ahead and make sure that you have distributed all of the tithes that may be in your home. And you have to recite the phrase "Bi'arti Hakodesh min habayis," I have removed that which is sanctified from my home. So, for example, so the produce of demai or tithes separated from demai are not subject to this bir requirement. V'ne'achal la'onein, and again, if somebody is an onein, remember again, an onein is someone who has suffered a loss. For our purposes, aninos is the period between death and burial. So, normally, again, an onein is not permitted to eat Maaser Sheni, but a onein can eat Maaser Sheni of demai. V'nichnas Yerushalayim v'yotzei. Interestingly enough, when it comes to regular Maaser Sheni, once you take it into Yerushalayim, you can't take it out. But with Maaser Sheni of demai, you could take it in and take it out. U'ma'abdin es mi'uto b'drachim. And you don't have to be careful if you end up losing a little bit on the road to Yerushalayim. In other words, normally when you take your Maaser Sheni produce to Yerushalayim, you have to be very careful that none of the produce gets wasted or spoils on the way to Yerushalayim. But with Maaser Sheni of demai, you don't have to worry as much. V'nosno la'ama aretz, v'yochal kenegdo. Interestingly enough, however, you could even give some of your Maaser Sheni to an Am Haaretz in Yerushalayim. So now I bring my... Now normally, you wouldn't give Maaser Sheni to an Am Haaretz. And the reason for that is because Maaser Sheni has to be consumed in a state of ritual purity. Well, as we've seen before, so an Am Haaretz, a person who's unlearned, doesn't know the halachos of ritual purity. So normally you would not give Maaser Sheni to an Am Haaretz, but Maaser Sheni of demai you can. But whatever you go ahead and you give of the Maaser Sheni to the Am Haaretz, you also have to go ahead and give, essentially, you have to replace that with additional funds from your own money. Now here's what's interesting. Normally, if you transfer the sanctity of Maaser Sheni produce onto coins, you can't transfer them then from one set of coins to another set of coins. Yet, again, when it comes to Maaser Sheni of demai, one is permitted to do that. Umechalalim also kesef al kesef. You could transfer it from one set of silver coins to another set of silver coins, nechoshes on nechoshes, or from one set of copper coins onto another set of copper coins, and kesef al nechoshes, or for that matter, from silver coins onto copper coins. Unechoshes al aperos. You could even do something else, which is very interesting. If you transfer the sanctity of the Maaser Sheni of demai onto coins, you could then deconsecrate the coins again on back onto produce. Now, these are all things you can't do in normal situations of Maaser Sheni. But because we're dealing with Maaser Sheni of demai, one is permitted to do it. However, v'yachzer v'yiftas aperos. And then ultimately, again, you even have the ability to then redeem it back, right? You could redeem it from the nechoshes. In other words, you could keep on transferring sanctity from fruit to money, from money to produce, back and forth, which you're not allowed to do by regular Ma'aseh Shin. Dear Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chacham and the Chacham say no. Ya'al ha'peros v'yocheli b'Yerushalayim. So the Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim say that halacha l'Ma'aseh, that's not true. In other words, that ultimately, again, once you go ahead and you transfer the sanctity of Ma'aser Sheni money onto produce, you can't transfer it back. That produce has to be taken up to Yerushalayim and consumed that way. So this concludes Mishnah Beis. It's important to understand that the reason why we're able to be lenient in these different situations of Demai is as follows. Even when Yochanan Kohen Gadol decided to decree that when you purchase produce from an Am Ha'aretz, from an unlearned person, you have to retithe it, even he understood that the majority of even unlearned people were going ahead and tithing appropriately. They were doing that which was right. They were doing the correct thing. There was a minority who wasn't. So because, again, tithing is such an important thing, they decided to be machmir, they decided to be stringent. But it's not the pshat that they actually thought that the majority of unlearned people are not properly tithing. The majority of people were doing it correctly. But in order to safeguard the institution of tithing, they felt they had to go ahead and legislate against the produce of the unlearned population, the Ame Ha'aretz. But because we have complete belief that the majority, the overwhelming majority of even Ame Ha'aretz properly tithe, that's why we do have the ability to be lenient in all of these different situations. The leniencies are based on the fact that in reality, the Am Ha'aretz probably did tithe it, but we're just taking extra concern, we're just taking extra care and extra caution when it comes to tithing. But again, that allows us to have room for leniencies as well. We'll stop over here for today. Mazel tov, I'm beginning Demai, and have a great day.